Peter Grimes, Peter Grimes, Peter Grimes.
IU's Opera Theater brings a complex hero and a small fishing village with its big and little secrets to life in a powerfully sung, played, and acted production of Benjamin Britten's Peter Grimes. As the opera opens, Peter is in court being tried in the case of an apprentice who died at sea when the two of them ran out of water and ran into a headwind. The death is ruled accidental, but the town murmurs. Mothers keep their children in line by threatening that they'll be given to Peter Grimes. Peter, sung with power, beauty, and variety on Saturday by Richard Smager, is a multifaceted character. He's blunt, a recluse who's capable of great anger and also of great dreams and our pity. Paired with Peter is another outsider to the town, Ellen Orford, a widowed woman, a poor schoolteacher. In Christina Nicastro's sympathetic portrait, she seeks to be a counselor to Peter and yet becomes an enabler. Frequently, she rose to match Smager in duets. The IU production features the evocative sets and costumes of Robert O'Hearn, with a courtroom, complicated open seaside setting, the expansive Boer Tavern, and Peter's intimate hut. Stage director Chris Alexander masterfully uses the large chorus and the individual actors for the drama, with Patrick Miro's lighting helping. The town folk of Benjamin Britten's opera are a fascinating lot. For the court prologue, Jeremy Gusson presides as the dignified, robed Judge Swallow. In a later comic moment, we see him running from the town square with his trousers around his ankles. In the brief but packed opening court scene, we meet Mary Irene McCormick as Mrs. Sedley, the town prude, gossip, and laudanum addict. Justin Burnett appears as Ned Keene, the town apothecary, quack doctor, and Sedley's source. Julian Morris sings the part of Hobson, a court officer. He's also the carter who brings Mrs. Sedley her laudanum and Peter Grimes, his doomed apprentice, Niccolo Miles. Following the first of the opera's four orchestral interludes, the curtain opens on a busy scene at the seaside. All the chorus members and featured players have their roles and their bits of business. The detail's really impressive. Peter comes ashore, and despite an oncoming storm, few in the town are willing to help him beach his boat. Following a stormy interlude, the curtain rose on the town's crowded tavern. Gideon Graham was the formidable auntie of the Boer Tavern. Rebecca Howell and Teresa Pearson were sprightly as the rotating pair of girls that the town calls Auntie's nieces. Fisherman Bob Bowles, sung by Vincent Festa, is by day a Methodist spouting populist and by night a drunken Lothario roughly pursuing the girls. As tensions in the bar build, Ned Keene strikes up a song that's going as a round until it's dramatically and musically interrupted as Peter comes for that apprentice. The second act of Peter Grimes begins with the orchestra playing the Sunday morning interlude. Ellen visits with Peter's apprentice. Sounds of the choir from the church are nicely balanced with the stage dialogue, and all is peaceful until a frustrated Peter actually strikes Ellen. And the congregation leaving the church is whipped into a drum-led mob to travel to Peter's hut. As they approach, Peter prepares to lower his apprentice to the beach, but the boy falls to his death and Peter escapes. Following a moonlight interlude, the scene is an energetic dance, but one that's a backdrop for the discovery that the apprentice has died, and another mob disperses to Peter's hut. Meanwhile, a maddened Grimes appears, and in a potent scene refuses Ellen's efforts to calm him. Peter's other counselor is the retired fisherman Balstrode, sung by Daniel Narducci. I haven't mentioned Balstrode before. He's a respected member of the community and a central figure in the play. It's Balstrode who helps Peter beach his boat. Balstrode who speaks against believing in rumors about Peter. Balstrode, who in the first march to Peter's hut, describes it quite calmly as being neatly appointed. And it's Balstrode who tells Peter to take his boat out and sink it. In the final scene at the sea's side, an almost lackadaisical calm prevails. People notice that there's a boat far out that seems to be sinking, but they quickly retreat to their own concerns. Throughout the opera, stage director Chris Alexander uses the chorus as a harsh, prejudiced, contemning force, and he uses them individually and in groups for vocal and visual effect. Chorus master Walter Huff has them in fine form, and combined with the sensitive balances of conductor Arthur Fagan, there were many memorable moments. IU Opera Theater's stunning production of Benjamin Britten's Peter Grimes has final performance Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th in the Musical Arts Center. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.